The pace of change is doubling every 10 years. And in some technologies, the actual power of those technologies doubles every 1 year. So in the next 25 years, we'll make 100 years of progress at today's rate of progress. Part of what the acceleration is doing is that technology is getting closer to us and becoming more like us. The next stage is going to be computers that are sort of embedded in our clothing and our environment and write images directly to our retinas. You know, is it possible that an entity that's not made of biological neurons could be conscious and so on? But this, we're actually going to confront this issue in a practical way. Computers themselves are getting more and more powerful. By 2020, we'll have personal computers that are powerful enough to emulate what the brain does. We won't have the software by then, but by 2030, I believe we will, because we'll have completed our mission to understand how the human brain works, and we'll be able to replicate it. We'll be able to actually expand human intelligence. Instead of having 100 trillion connections, we could have 200 trillion or 100 trillion times 1,000 and actually think bigger thoughts. 2030, 2040, we'll encounter entities that look and act human and have the full follow-through that that humans have when they claim to have emotions. How do we ultimately resolve this issue, whether an entity is conscious? In my view, it's not ultimately a scientific question. Any consciousness detector necessarily has philosophical assumptions built into it. It's not some invasion from outer space of non-biological entities that come in and take us over. It's something that's emerging from within our civilization. The positive side of it is that it allows us to be more human. My view of technology is it's more than just one of the activities we are engaged in. It's really a continuation of the evolutionary process. Each stage of evolution creates more powerful tools to create the next stage. Take biological evolution. What do we notice? The entities that have been created through biological evolution over time have become more intelligent, more creative, more beautiful, more capable of higher order emotions like love, therefore more loving. We'll be able to express ourselves in more profound ways, create greater art, and the other sort of transcendent expressions that we're able to make. Now, technology itself is a form of transcendence. There's a role for philosophy outside of science, which is what does it mean to be conscious? And it's really we have to express that in first-person terms. Our experience of technology to this date has been unbalanced positive. But there's no denying the pain and suffering that have resulted as well. So some people said, well, let's keep the good technology, but let's just not do those dangerous ones.
What a good idea.
The problem is the dangerous ones and the good technologies are one and the same. Take as an analogy, compare humans to bacteria. I don't know that we're more perfect, but we are more profound. These new technologies are also going to introduce new problems and new challenges, which are equally profound. So it's not perfection. It is an ongoing acceleration of evolution and just a growing power of our human machine civilization.